It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Internet advocates have been sounding the alarm for years about net neutrality. Today, what they feared seems to have come to pass. The District of Columbia's Court of Appeals, often called the second highest court in the land, struck down Federal Communications Commission rules that prohibit internet service providers like Verizon and Time Warner Cable from auctioning off priority traffic rights or imposing tolls for high bandwidth sites like Netflix. Advocates worry that without the FCC rules, there will be different tiers of internet service. On the Media's Brooke Gladstone is here to tell us more. Hi, Brooke.
Hi.
What exactly was the question before the appeals court?
Well, essentially, Verizon and the big companies wanted, the big internet service providers wanted to know why they were being regulated like common carriers, you know, like airlines or railroads or utilities, when the FCC back in 2002 had classified them as information services, not common carriers. And the basically the three-panel court judges said, you know, you're right. The FCC made this mistake back in 2002. You are not a Title II common carrier regulatory entity. You're a Title I, an information service, and you don't get to be messed with, even though the court itself said that this was going to hurt consumers.
How will it hurt consumers, Brooke?
Well, I'll continue quoting the court. For example, said the court, a broadband provider like Comcast might limit its end user subscribers' ability to access the New York Times website if it wanted to spike traffic to its own news website, or it might degrade the quality of the connection to a search website like Bing if a competitor like Google paid for privatized access. So they could do it that way. They could make it more expensive for startups. Because, you know, Netflix and Google have the deep pockets to pay for faster and better service. You might, you know, Google might pay more than Hulu, so Google's stuff gets loaded faster than Hulu.
Does the FCC have to change its rules right away, Brooke, or do they have a chance to appeal to the Supreme Court?
They're talking about an appeal. They're talking about rewriting their rules. There's almost no point in appealing because even people who hate this decision generally concede that in 2002, the FCC set it up, that it was bound to go this way. And unless they manage to rewrite their own rules and then take it back, it doesn't look like this is going to change. In fact, one critic said that maybe the only way to rein in the freedom of currently internet service providers to slow coverage or block certain sites if they don't like them, block competitors, is to shame and scold them and maybe bring in the Federal Trade Commission to challenge whether or not they're actually abusing the market.
Broadband service providers have been saying, look, it doesn't benefit us to limit traffic to sites like Netflix, and we're not going to do that. But listeners to your show on the Media have been hearing about net neutrality for years. It used to be a niche concern for free speech activists. But at this point, a lot of us really live our lives online. What changes can the average Facebook user or Amazon shopper expect?
You know, not only do we live online, which has been going on for a while, but most recently, and probably most importantly, most of us now stream a lot more than we ever did before. And so these kinds of speeds and load times suddenly become way, way more important. It does become a kind of quality of life experience. And so you may find that your internet service provider is functioning more like a cable company. You can pay for a package of services that are different from somebody who isn't paying as much. I mean, you could potentially see that. You could see that competitors to whatever it is the internet service provider offers doesn't get loaded as quickly. You may find that you're going to have to pay for Netflix or that there will be subsidiary charges from Amazon because of the extra costs they'll be asked to pay internet service providers to get high speeds.
You mentioned cable companies, and it brings to mind those frequent battles when Time Warner Cable or some other cable company blocks out a content provider like mm-hmm. the Food Channel mm-hmm. over this debate mm-hmm. over fees. Is that what you're alluding to, too, that we might find suddenly that my internet service provider has blocked out Netflix because they're having a debate over the fees Netflix pays to Optimum for these higher speed rates?
Essentially, they're going to be able to – the internet service providers are going to have carte blanche to do whatever they want. There will be no longer any responsibility to provide anything. Only market forces, only competition. The trouble is, of course, is that most Americans face a local monopoly or duopoly when it comes to internet service providers. So the very reason why people can't stand the service that's provided by, you know, their cable company could very well be duplicated in the internet service provider world. They are frequently the same companies anyway.
The brave, dark, new world of internet service providers due to this decision by a federal appeals court. Thank you so much, Brooke Gladstone of On the Media.
You're welcome.
This is WNYC.